Seriously, Your Podcast. Before we get started, I just want to thank every one of you who clicked onto this episode and is listening. I really, 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 truly appreciate the fact that even though there were some changes that came about with Seriously, that you still want to listen to what I have to say, and I am genuinely like really grateful for you and you listening. You are the reason why I am still posting episodes. So thank you so much. If you have the time, head over to the Instagram at Seriously Official, SRSLY Official. In the link tree in the bio, there's the links to all the socials. There's the YouTube, which, by the way, please subscribe, because I've been wanting to post videos, but I don't know, it just doesn't make sense to post videos if like there's not gonna be like that many people who even know that there's a YouTube kind of thing. So like, go subscribe, and I might post more video content in the future if there's like a consistent viewership kind of thing. There's the TikTok, Ko-fi, if you want to donate some money to me, I'll be immensely grateful. I'll shout you out. Today I'm joined by myself. I'm your host, Sim. And it's another solo episode. And I hope that you guys are enjoying the solo episodes. This is going to be the second one. I'm currently juggling uni with the podcast, so it's a little bit hard for me to like constantly have guests for each episode, but there'll definitely be future episodes with guests. It's not always just going to be me. So for this episode, I was thinking, since I just moved to like a new city, so like, if you don't know, which you probably don't know, because I've not I don't think I've publicly shared about this, but basically like I am currently studying in Brisbane, so I'm living in a new country, in a new city, and I moved here all by myself. Like, usually sometimes when people study overseas, they have a friend that they already know, but for me it was very different. I came completely alone, so like I really had to start my life afresh. So I thought like for this episode I could do an episode about how to make friends kind of thing, because I don't know, I feel like this is a very unspoken thing, but recently I've been having conversations with people about like social anxiety and like how sometimes they feel like intimidated to make friends or like to talk to new people and stuff like that. And it made me realize that like I'm not the only one who feels like making friends is kind of hard sometimes, because like, I don't know, you just have to like open up yourself to new people. You start off with strangers, then you suddenly get close, and it's just like a whole thing. So I'm like, okay, let me just like talk through how I dealt with the situation of like starting my life afresh and having to make new friends from like different nationalities, different cultures and stuff like that, and how I dealt with it, how, what worked for me, that kind of stuff. And also kind of talk about how I used to do it, so like how I changed the way that I make friends. So basically like making friends has always been like a, I don't know, it's just always been hard for me. Obviously when I was a kid and like in primary school, it's a little bit different, because like you're too young at that stage, I would say, to like have properly formative thoughts that are deep and be like, oh my god, who should my friend be kind of thing. I feel like at that stage in your life, it's more simplistic and innocent, and like it's stuff like, I don't want to friend you kind of stuff, or I want to friend you, give stickers kind of shit. So it's like innocent friendship vibes. And then when you like go into teenagerhood and stuff like that, then it's kind of like, oh shit, like the whole friendship thing kind of gets more complicated compared to like when you're just a kid kind of thing. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's how I felt at least. And talking to some of my friends, they kind of realized that, yeah, from primary school and secondary school, making friends is a lot different in secondary school, especially like with social media and stuff like that, popularity games and all that crap. As mentioned in the previous episode, which is, if you haven't listened to it yet, like if that's something that interests you, go ahead and check it out. Basically I just talked about like my struggles growing up, and obviously one of those things was making friends, because like I don't know, I just always felt like I wasn't good enough for people kind of thing. Okay, so in Singapore, in like whatever school that I was in, I used to be constantly affected by how many friends I would make, firstly, which is not good. And I think it's because, like, of social media, and, like, in every school there's popularity, and, like, I guess sometimes for some people, like, for example, for me, it does influence you a lot to the point where you'll be like, more friends equals better, and it becomes a quantity over quality kind of thing. So that would, like, put me down a lot, because then I was quite introverted and I was dealing with a lot of social anxiety, and I have fear of judgment, and because of that I always feel like I cannot really be myself, because I'm scared that people won't like me and that they won't want to be my friend. So I was always like a very toned down version of myself. I would like people please and morph myself into the kind of person that I think would be more socially accepted kind of thing, instead of being like more weird or quirky. Which obviously as I got closer to my friends, I would like let out that side of myself. But it was hard for me to at the start be more like unhinged and let myself be myself. So those are like some of the struggles that I dealt with in Singapore with making friends. Like I'll be too scared, or I'll just feel like people judge me. And obviously one of the things was also trust issues. Like I feel like because I've been screwed over by a lot of friendships in the past, so like I'll feel like I'm too scared to make friends because I'm scared that I'll be screwed over again. So I kind of just like sabotage the friendship kind of thing. So those are like some of like the main struggles that I dealt with. And the way that I was approaching friendships got so bad towards like in poly, because I was like, I was that girl in class with the RBF who didn't make an effort to talk to people. I didn't bother going to social events. I didn't bother putting myself out there. Like, I literally, once I made, like, the two friends that I already needed, I didn't really give a shit anymore. And I was a very closed off, very, like, distant person from everyone, which is, like, not a side of me that I was very happy to be. I was very closed off from socializing. I didn't really put in as much effort into making friends. And because of that, like, I also kind of limited my opportunities. And obviously there's some regret there, because like looking back I'm like, oh yeah, I could have actually made more friends if I had put in more effort, but I didn't, because I was like either too scared, too tired, trust issues, judgment, the list goes on. But basically like in the past the way I made friends was, it was just not good. Like I really just didn't either, I just didn't try, or I was just too scared, or like there was just something always, there was always like a reason that I was holding myself back. And obviously like I'm not saying that making friends is like you have to put yourself out there all the time kind of thing, because social anxiety and introvertedness is like a huge thing for a lot of people, and obviously making friends for some people is harder. Obviously it was a struggle for me, but I think something I realized is that if you're constantly self-sabotaging yourself and not even like doing the bare basics of being nice and just keeping yourself open-minded to at least if people talk to you, you are like receptive to it, then that's probably like something that, you know, you should sit down with yourself and be like, wait, why am I like this? Because yeah, I guess it's fine if you want to be alone, but for me I realized that was making me a very unhappy person, because I was like, yeah, I'm not even being like an approachable person right now. Like how are people even supposed to like talk to me if they're like too scared to talk to me? You know, I don't even look like, I'm not even like a friendly person. Like that's not the persona that I'm putting out there. And I realized that like being here in a new country alone, I can't really do that. And I think one of the things that helped me to like make friends here is to just be nice and smile and be approachable, because like for the most part people are nice. And I think that's one of the fears that I used to have, is that if I put myself out there and I try to make friends with people, that people are just gonna be like, nah, I don't feel like talking to you, and people are gonna be mean and people are gonna judge me, because I have this like fear of judgment. But like it turns out that that's not true. People are like genuinely very nice here, and like I'm really glad that I like push myself to go for like social events and stuff like that, and like force myself to like talk to different people that I, you know, normally like would be scared to talk to, or like be like just like not even try, because I'm like, I don't even see a potential in like the friendship kind of thing. But now I'm just like going in with like open mindset, and like just like talking to everyone, being nice to everyone kind of thing. Because like you really never know like who you're gonna like vibe with and who's gonna be your friend. And yeah, so that's one of the things that helped me, was to just push myself to interact more. And I completely get that if you're an introvert, like that's hard. But I guess like something that helped me is to realize that you don't have to talk to every single person at an event. You can literally just spot one person and just hang out with that person and see how it goes. It doesn't mean that every social event you go to, you need to talk to everyone. You need to be the life of the party. Like, social events are fine for introverts too. Like, you don't need to be an extrovert to go to one. And if you're socially anxious, which I definitely was, like, start with just one person, because I think it's less intimidating if you, like, just see it as, like, I'm going to make friends with one person and, like, just see how it goes kind of thing. And, yeah, I think for my first social event here, like, I actually brought my mom, because I was, like, my mom was with me when I first moved here and I was too scared to go alone. But that focusing on just one person thing helped me. And when she went back to Singapore and I was here alone, that's something definitely helped me. I don't feel like I need to talk to every single person and, like, force myself to have, like, a million friends. But it's more like just, like, putting myself out there and, like, not missing opportunities to get to know people, even if it's just one new person. And, yeah, I think another thing was realizing that if people are going to judge you for being yourself, then they are not people that you want in your life anyway. So that's something that helped me to overcome that fear of not being able to be myself fully, authentically in my friendships, because I was, like, too scared of being judged. But now I'm just, like, trying to understand the fact that, you know, it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be weird. It's okay to be, like, different and unique and whatever. And you will find people like that too. Like, you'll find people that match your energy and match your quirkiness and whatever. And it's completely fine to, like, be yourself. You don't have to hide yourself. And if people judge you for that, then you don't need those people in your life. So that's another thing that helped me. And yeah, I think another thing that helped me was to also, like, filter out people, which is something that I didn't used to do as much. And I had this conversation with one of my friends, like, a few years back, where she was, like, kind of upset with me. I don't know if upset is the right word, but we kind of just have differing opinions about this. But I was basically saying how, like, I pick my friends more than I used to. And she was like, no, you shouldn't really pick your friends. You should just be friends with, like, whoever is, like, in your path or whatever. And I was like, no, I don't think that I want to do that, because I feel like you can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends. And, like, friendship is a very, like, sacred thing to a lot of people. And, like, whoever you're friends with, like, influences you in a lot of ways. So I'm like, nah, I think I do feel like I want to, like, pick who I get closer to and stuff based on our morals and values and interests. So something that I, like, actively did when I'm here is to really, like, see if we are on the same page, like, morals, values, our interests, and see that, like, whether there's a good foundation that can be built from that friendship. And also, like, realizing whether I can have, like, deep conversations with someone and see if the friendship can go to, like, a deeper level, because that's what's important to me. And I think for every person that's different. But I guess, like, having, like, knowing what you want, like, the friends that you have, and knowing, like, what kind of energy you want to surround yourself with, like, helps a lot. Because, like, yeah, I kind of got sick and tired of, like, people telling me I make poor choices in friends, because, yeah, I've been fucked over by a lot of friendships in the past because, like, I don't pick them really well, or I trust the wrong people. So I guess, like, learning from my mistakes in the past, I kind of just put more energy into filtering out people that I feel like will be good for me and can make me a better person, and we have similar interests and it's easy. And I feel like friendship should be easy. That's another thing. Like, it shouldn't be forced, and you guys should naturally, like, vibe together and have fun and laugh. And it should, yeah, it should just be a natural thing. It shouldn't be like you're forcing two things to fit that clearly don't fit. So, yes. And, yeah, and in the same vein where, like, you wouldn't want someone to judge you for being yourself, I guess something that helped me as well was to realize that you shouldn't be judging other people. As in, it's inevitable to, like, in air quotes, judge, but I guess, like, give people a benefit of the doubt. Like, actually get to know them first. Because someone could just be having a bad day, or someone could just have, like, a naturally, like, have an arresting bitch face kind of thing. Like, I have that. And if someone, like, didn't want to talk to me just because they assumed that I was going to be mean based on how I look, that wouldn't be nice. And don't judge people from where they're from, what culture they are, and everything, because you really never know. And that's a huge thing. So I guess, like, yeah, those are the things that helped me. And yeah, it makes it easier to, like, make friends when you kind of just, like, approach those things in segments kind of thing. Like, just realize that, you know, social events can help. Be nice to everyone, don't judge other people. Realize that if you're gonna judge you, then that's their problem, not yours. And there'll be people who won't judge you, and take things one friend at a time. You don't have to feel pressured to make like a million friends at once. Don't feel bad for wanting to filter out people and be closer to certain people to feel like they're better for you and they're better fit for you, because like it's your life and no one can tell you who to be friends with. It's completely your choice. So those are the things that definitely helped me, and I feel like I'm a much happier version of myself now also, because like I feel like I have more control also over like the friends that I make, because I'm like putting in more effort to also like put myself out there compared to in the past where I'm like more passive about it, or like I don't try as much for certain people because I'm too afraid, or like I just see it as like it will never work out kind of thing. So I feel like now I'm actually trying harder to invest more in my friendships and stuff like that. So yeah, hopefully this really short episode helped. And if you're an introvert, if you're socially anxious or whatever, there will be other people out there who are like super understanding and will accept you for who you are. Like I don't think that there should be something that people judge you for or bully you for, because like social anxiety is really common, and there are a lot of introverts as much as there are extroverts. So like you'll definitely find like-minded people who accept you for who you are, and there are so many different ways to make friends with people, like clubs and societies, people from where you live, people from your class. There's just being nice and like exchanging your socials and seeing where it goes and getting to know someone. I know it sounds damn trivial, but it's literally as simple as that. So yes, that's how I dealt with the whole making friends thing. Obviously it wasn't easy at first, and it took me a lot to get to where I am. It's definitely a struggle to push yourself to get past that hurdle of like not being afraid anymore, but once you actually get past it, it's so like you feel like it's actually manageable, it's actually doable kind of thing. So, and also like one of the advice that I got from one of my friends here was that, you know, sometimes it's just as simple as saying hi first, because like in a situation where like let's say everybody is there because everybody wants to make friends, like for example like an orientation or something, everybody is just is there for the same reasons essentially. And you know, someone might be too scared to say hi first, so it could be as simple as just saying hi. And also I just wanted to like disclaimer that this episode is my personal experience, and for me making friends is something that I really wanted to try to do when I moved here. But I'm not saying that you need to have a shit ton of friends. Again, I think quality over quantity. You don't need to have that many friends. You also don't need to constantly push yourself to make friends. It's fine to just want to have like one group of friends, or you know, if you're a social butterfly and you want to have multiple friends and constantly new people, then you do you, like whichever you are. Even if there's a phase in your life where you just want to be alone and you realize that you might want to take a step back from friendships and just do you for a while, that's completely fine. This is just like for people who are like, you know, maybe struggling with making friends and want to like see like how they can like push themselves to like break that barrier of fear. But yeah, I mean, for everybody there's different ways. Like, I have this sociable friend here that literally just goes to every event possible, says hi to everyone, loves meeting new people, and that's what makes him happy. And I also have friends here who are more socially anxious and prefer to just stick to one or two people, and like it's fine. Like everyone has different ways of approaching friendships. And yeah, I guess this episode, I don't know why I wanted to make it, is because making friends is something that I've always struggled with. Like I genuinely had this fear that when I moved there I wouldn't be able to make any friends, and that was scary to me. So I'm making this episode just, you know, in case you're just curious like what worked for me, or if you're struggling as well. But yeah, again, quality over quantity, and you got this. Like if I can make friends, you can make friends too. And if you want me to make like another episode about this, if I missed out some stuff, I can completely make another episode about this with maybe like a guest or something. But yeah, if you want me to like do any other episodes regarding friendships or anything else, drop me a DM, let me know. If there's anything I didn't cover that you want me to like answer, just drop a question, drop me a DM, whichever you prefer. Yeah, if not, I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode and that you are surrounded by great friends who you love and who love you. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Have a good week. Bye.